You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey friends, and welcome back to Real Without Religion. I'm James, and today we're talking about something that's shaped so much of our thinking, our behavior, and our belief. Yes, the B-I-B-L-E. Now, if you grew up in church, it wasn't just a book. It was the book. It told you who God was, who you were, what to do, what not to do, and what would happen to you if you didn't get it right. But once you walk away from religion, or even just start asking better questions, you're left wondering, what do I do with this book now? Do I keep it, question it, quote it, avoid it completely? For some, the Bible still brings comfort, and that's okay. For others, it brings tension. And for many of us, it's both. So today I want to talk about the six most common ways people relate to the Bible after religion. These aren't boxes to lock yourself into. They're just observations, patterns, ways people try to hold on to meaning without going back to fear. So let's go ahead and get into it. Number one, the Bible is still literally true. Now, some people still hold on to the idea that every word in the Bible is literally true and historically accurate. A six-day creation, talking snakes, global floods, donkeys that speak in perfect Hebrew, it's all real. Oh, and don't forget the Uber ride by the whale for Jonah for 3 days. Now, there's no metaphor needed. But here, if you're going to take it all literally, listen now, then you have to take all of it literally. That means you're okay with stoning rebellious children, banning shrimp, smashing enemies' babies against the rocks. And yes, that's in there in Psalm 137, verse 9. How about silencing women and not allowing them to teach? If you accept the Bible as perfect, then you have to reconcile the parts that don't seem very holy. And that's where many people get stuck, or they start shifting. I know that I did. The second group of people is those that just say, hey, just give me Jesus. This is where a lot of people land after leaving literalism. They say, I just follow Jesus' words. I'm not about all that other stuff. And they call themselves red-letter Christians, which is all fine and good. But what about the other 62 books? Look, I get it. The red letters are full of love and compassion and justice. But even then, it's not that simple. You know that Jesus didn't write the Gospels, nor were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John with him when he wrote. This was all done decades later. And even the red letters, they still require some interpretation. And, you know, you love Jesus, but he also said some things that are hard to explain, like going to hell, you know, what you do with your family and judgment. And so even the red letters take some discernment. The number three type of person is those that believe it's all symbols and metaphors. So for others, the Bible becomes a book of inner wisdom. Adam and Eve, instead of taken literally, become an allegory about our egos and about awakening. The story of the escape from Egypt or David and Goliath, they teach deeper truths. Jesus, even who spoke in parables, shows us a mirror of what we can become. This approach opens up the depth and freedom and lets you reclaim the Bible as a mirror for your inner life. But there's also a risk here too, Because if everything is a symbol, then we can start glossing over things that cause real harm, injustice, and historical impact of how people have used this book. The fourth type of person is the I don't know and I'm tired of pretending that I do person. You know, when a person starts reevaluating their faith, they hit a wall and they don't know what to believe about the Bible anymore. And they're okay with that. And if that's you, you should be too. But they're done trying to force it to make sense. They're not bitter. They're just done guessing. They know that what's passing for evangelical Christianity is off. Just look at their voting choices. It's okay to grapple with what you do, but you don't need a preacher or a book to guide you. Just listen. Listen to your inner voice, and you'll get your answers. The fifth type of person is, I'm done with it entirely. For others, the Bible just doesn't speak anymore. It's not because they hate it, but because they've outgrown the framework. They find meaning now in poetry and nature, music, psychology, maybe even a secular book. And that's enough. But sometimes walking away completely means losing the language that once meant something. It's okay to close the book, but it's also okay to be curious again later. And then there's the little bit of everything people. And let's be real. Most of us bounce around to all of these at some point or another. Some days we're moved by a verse, and other days we just roll our eyes. Sometimes we miss the Bible, and other times we wish we could forget it. And that's okay. Deconstruction isn't a straight line, it's a spiral. You revisit things, you reinterpret, you struggle with it. You believe it, then you don't believe it, then you release it. You may even rediscover some things. But let's be very honest about this. We've argued and people have argued about this book for centuries. Do you baptize adults or babies? Is it by full immersion or sprinkling? Is it done in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or only in Jesus' name? When you tithe, if you do, do you do it on the gross or the net? Are you pre-tribulation or are you mid-trib or post-trib? Is the rapture literal or symbolic? Is there a literal hell or do we just all die and are annihilated when we're done? Is it the King James or the NIV? Is Genesis part science or just all story? Should women preach? Should gay people exist? We've split churches and families and nations over how to read the same words. If the Bible was meant to make us all agree, it's done a pretty terrible job. And for a God who's not the author of confusion, there seems to be quite a bit of it. I mean, in some circles, you can say a prayer once and you can have eternal salvation. But another group says, God has erasable ink in his book, and you can never be sure. Others argue the gifts of the Spirit are real today. Others say when the Bible came to be, which is a whole nother story, that all the gifts went away. Speaking in tongues? Is it to be saved or to be empowered? Should it be in church services or should it never be at all? So do you see? We can't agree on anything. And here's the thing. You can take a verse out of the Bible and make it fall into one of these belief systems and prove it. And I could take 10 verses to show you that you can lose your salvation, and I can take another 10 that says you can't. So again, it's so mystifying, and it's really hard to come to an agreement on this is the Word of God. And guess what? If someone challenges you, there's nothing more hateful than Christian love. Wow, so there's been a lot to chew on today. But to sum it up, You don't have to read the Bible like you used to. You don't have to make peace with every word, and you don't have to go back to the version of God that hurt you. But you still can find meaning, whether it's within the Bible or outside the Bible, and you can keep what speaks to your soul. There are some great verses in the Bible. There are some things that I think are now nonsense and foolishness. And you know what? You can keep what speaks to your soul. And if you want, you can just let it gather dust and never pick it up again. And that's okay too. Now listen, I'm not here to judge you if the Bible still speaks to you. And that's great, honestly. But do you know what's actually speaking to you? It's your own inner voice. Again, these are hard things. Some of us still want to carry our Bible like it has all the answers, and we try to twist it, to soften it, to make it sound nicer. So you may say, James, where are you with all this? Well, honestly, I've had enough Bible over the course of my life that even if I wanted to forget it, I couldn't. It's in me. It's burned in me. It's etched into my memory. But I'm honest now, and some of the stuff in there, I can't and I won't believe that that's an accurate picture of what the source of love would condone or even act like. And the way we treat people because of the Bible? No thanks. We try so hard to round off the hard edges and make it cool or modern, or we say it really didn't mean that when it most certainly did. Okay, I got to stop. I almost started preaching there, so I'll end it here. Listen, thanks for staying with me. Again, this is my journey, and I'm honored that you chose to join me, even if just for a bit. So until next time, thanks for listening, and as always, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.